buried his wife. I want to talk to you about how the believer can take comfort even after the loss of a loved one. In Genesis chapter 23, we see the death of Sarah, Abraham's wife. In verse 2, the Bible says, "And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her." Verse 19, "Abraham buried Sarah, his wife." Even during difficult times, like that of losing a loved one, how can we stay strong in the Lord? Let's look at some examples from the Word of God. In the book of Matthew chapter 14, we see John the Baptist beheaded. Verse 10 says, "So he," speaking of King Herod, "sent and had John beheaded in prison." Moving to verse 13, "When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by a boat to a deserted place by himself." What did Jesus do? Upon hearing about the death, the beheading of John the Baptist, he departed by himself to a deserted place. Why do you suppose that Jesus desired to go to a deserted place by himself? To spend time alone with the Father. However, in Matthew chapter 14, Jesus gets sidetracked by a great multitude that comes to see him. And in verse 14, it says, "And he," speaking of Jesus, "was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick." Then in verse 23, "And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray." What's the scenario? Jesus hears about the beheading of John the Baptist. He's grieved. He's moved by it. He determines in his heart to go to a deserted place. However, daily obligations come up. A great multitude comes before him. However, he did not lose focus on what he needed to do, and that was to get alone and pray. If you are experiencing the loss of a loved one, I would encourage you to do what Jesus did, and that's just to get alone and pray. To seek the Father, to ask questions, to pour your heart out. You may not understand why the Lord chose to take your loved one away, but I can assure you that if you spend time on your face with the Lord, that he will comfort you, that he will make you feel better, and the grieving process will be much easier. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, Paul writes, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory?" Verse 57, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Death has no victory over us because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says that Jesus destroyed death by his own death. For us to be absent from these physical bodies is to be present with our Lord and Savior. For those of us who believe in Jesus Christ have a glorious future prepared for us. In the book of Revelation chapter 21, verse 4, the Bible says, "And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away." When we die and pass from this earth, our true life begins. Let's say a very quick prayer together. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, thank you so much for overcoming death. I accept you as Lord and Savior into my life. I desire to live forever with you. I ask you to please remove any pain that I may still experience from losing a loved one. Please give me a new perspective on the glory of heaven so that I may know what awaits me and my loved ones when we pass from this earth to be with you for eternity. Lord, I bless you for all that you do, even if I do not understand. May you be glorified. I look forward to worshiping you for all of eternity. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.